Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. What I ask seems kind of bold. Well, it's a question that should run deep down in your soul. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen?
It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind? The world to gain. What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message of concern. What would happen to the world children put under a figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message of concern.
What would
happen? Surah 3, verse 64 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms that between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will.
A message of concern.
Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message of concern. Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortal from the mortal. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern. Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern.
Concern.
who would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them. What would this do?
What would this do?
What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen.
Tell me what would happen.
What would this do?
What would this do?
Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 64 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms that between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will. God's will.
What would this do?
What would this do?
Civilized nations should want that their religions be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
This is the message of concern. So, we're coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad. We sponsor this show by Sister Claire Muhammad Film School. Is the sponsor of this show. So we're here tonight to remove all racial image. If you see somebody with a psychological effect in their life, most likely they're under the image. It carries a psychological effect of the people, because they're trying to portray something that never can be betrayed, and that's God. That's Allah. Allah is bigger than anything that you can imagine. Greater than anything that you can think of. This is Allah. This is the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-hearing, all-wise, all-forgiving, all-most merciful, the creator of this creation. That's is what we just described. But I can't show you a picture of the great creator. This is a message of concern that this world has scarred a lot of people by lying on God and lying about God and lying on what God is. That God has some manly description. So we are tonight, I'm in the Brock Talk radio station. We are here tonight. We're not going to spend all our time talking. We're going to go over the prayer, call our party, our means to open. We say it in the Arabic language, and then we will say it in the English translation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Glory might do relay him while it dawning. I mean, to seek protection against the Satan, the old enemy, the outcast, the one who refused to bow down to God. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished sustainer of all worlds. Allah is most gracious. He's most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and none of those who wrap themselves down. Another dog who goes great. I mean, we'd like to greet you in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world. And all the prophets to give to each other to keep the world in order. And that greeting is the greeting of peace. And it goes like this. Assalamu alaikum. Simply means God, peace be unto you. Not my peace, but the creator of this creation, peace be unto you. So we here tonight talking about the oneness of God, how great the creator is, and how they relied on the creator and made him give human character. No way the creator like any human character. The human being get hungry. Allah do not get hungry. The human being get cold. Allah do not get cold. The human being get hot. The human being, the God, the creator, do not get cold or hot. The human being has need. God has no need. He's independent of everything that you depend on. He created his world essentially. So if you're going to be hungry, you're going to need water, you're going to need a roof over your head. God has no need, none of them. That's why we say, Allahu Akbar. God is greater than anything that you can imagine. Anything that you can imagine God is, he's greater than that. So what I'm going to do, since we're here tonight, I'm here taking my wife's place. She's not feeling good. So I stepped into her place to help her like she would do for me. So we are here tonight to keep this show rolling. And I have taken our place. And I pray this should get better. But the show is not a show, but truth must go on. The truth got to be told. Because there's some people in the world do not believe in Almighty God. And we have to live with these people. There's some people in this world believe that Jesus is God, a God's son. It's our job to help those people. And we know the greatest help they can get from God, and that's through the Quran. See, everything has a need but God. God needs nothing. He don't get cold. He don't get hungry. He don't need to be forgiven. We get hungry, get cold, we need to be forgiven. We will always need light, and we will always need some darkness to sleep for in the night. We will always need something. Hunger, water. God has no need of any of those things. We cannot describe the Creator in no shape or form or fashion. We can tell you what he's done, and you can't dispute it. The main thing he has done, he put a sun in the sky that don't fall down, meaning all of the prophets, all the men and women way before us, me 100,000 years ago, see the same sun that we look up to, or we see every day, or we see when we see it. God did that. Can't no man get near that sun. Power greater than we have, the mind to comprehend. That's the Creator. The Creator lives and he don't die. He come here to get a record and die. We come here to make mistakes and ask God to forgive us and die. We come and we men. We come here to get married to a woman, to help bring children in the world to take care of the earth that we live on, make sure that everything is in place. That's what a man's supposed to be doing. God don't have no task like this. Only us. We need a wife. A wife need us. From their relationships come new life, new men and women, new children who grow up to be good men and women, raised with the understanding in God and by praying in front of God, praying in front of the children, praying, and my mother praying, father leading in prayer. Satan, he hate a picture like that. Who is Satan? Satan is any man, any woman who take on weak ideas and tell a lie. That's Satan. Best described than anybody. He's a man and a woman who take on weak ideas and take on wrong thinking. And love life. That's the same. So we're here tonight to expose how Satan has raised up an image in the world and got people divided from that because of that image. Christian, Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, they read the same books and they cannot come together. Especially African Americans come together And the proof of that, we own nothing. You best to believe that God did not bring us here to be used by anybody. But that's what's going on. We've been used. Going to government school, high school, and going to college to get a job. Not to make jobs. Everybody else goes to make jobs. We go there just to look for a job. Can you see why that I was thinking and all? And who added to that? One God, one of these lying evil ones that you can call the devil, you can call him Satan, but whatever you call him, if you refer to him as evil, then that's what he is, the evil. The human being supposed to be working together. But when a human being think that he's better because of his skin color and then manipulate the people who under the skin color, call them black and ugly and nasty and frankly, psychological effect that that person has put on maybe an innocent woman, an innocent man who can't defend himself. Because the Creator himself said everything he created was good, and Allah created all of them. No matter. When the fresh man and made us into paths, nations and tribes, so we can learn from each other. African America is not trying to learn something from each other. If we did, all the money that come through our hands would benefit us. But it doesn't. Because we've been trained not to trust each other, not to come together. We've been trained, if we said something about the Christian or Caucasian, that we racist, that's what you call manipulation. The truth will always does what it does, and it's supposed to be setting people free. They call it the Bible separating sheep from the goat. Some people are nothing but goats. You say, why that? Because they don't want God in their life. They want to work in their life without Creator, and to love God is to love your neighbor. And to love God is to love what he loved. He said for us to get married and take care of our responsibilities, the children that we get from the relationship that we have. Satan trying to get the human family to throw that out to him. Only be concerned about yourself. Look out for self. And then God made him put on the money, and God, you supposed to be trusted. How many people that you know trust in God? Or they say they trust in God and have very little love for anybody. Here in Georgia, there was a lady, her dog got killed. The man killed the dog. She went and got a shotgun and blew this man away. She killed him by the dog. And she don't think she should be going to jail for killing that man by the old dog that the Bible said he's not worth no more than a carcass of a dead lion. Blow this man away. Other words, if they turn her loose, now a dog can be, a dog will be able to attack you and you kill the dog and the owner of the dog turn around and kill you, then the owner, nothing happens to the owner. Don't you know that's going against common sense? They're going against thou shalt not kill. And we caught talking about killing human beings. You're talking about killing no animal. If an animal attack you, run around, attack, you got the God-given right to defend yourself. Caucasian people got the right to stand their ground on you and get away with it. And Allah said he was not going to change that condition until we change. How we can change? Power when you hold back the money. When you hold the money back, so we ain't spending no money this year with you. You'll see a lot of Caucasians start being suicide because they live or have plenty of money doing things, all the things they think they want to do, go in the store and buy whatever they want. So they need plenty of money. And we're giving all our money back to them, Chinese and everybody else. Once we wake up, once these imams, these leaders of this community out here, wake these people, get the people some meat, instead of giving them all that toxic food that you give them. Yeah, we supposed to love Prophet Muhammad, but Prophet Muhammad taught do something and have something for yourself. How you going to have something tangible that's preaching to people and send them back to the Caucasian man to let him work for the Caucasian man and not trying to encourage him to do and compete with the Caucasian man? So we got ministers and imams and preachers and rabbis doing that. No wonder we at African America ain't going nowhere. At least the Honorable Muhammad said, do for yourself, then try to encourage you to spend money, spend your money with the people that love you and not with the people that hate you. In our religion, a person that hates you has no business trying to bury you. You don't trust that person with a person that hates you. You don't trust your body with that person. If you don't trust your body with a person that don't hate you and that love you, you trust your body with to be buried with somebody that loves you, somebody who cares about you. They have to wash your body, clean your body up, and get it ready for the grave. Person that hates you, he shouldn't even be near your body. But this is what we are facing in America, because America is saying that the African American is evil, he's demonized because of his skin color. All these lies have been given to us and been used and keep being used until we attack those lies. If we tell them there ain't no white people, and we're not black, we're human beings, and we're supposed to love each other, and they're supposed to love. We ain't going nowhere as a people in this country. We're always going to have crooked Republicans and Democrats playing games with our lives. Now, the Republicans threaten to take back Medicare, Social Security, all these other things. They threaten to take it back. They say they get enough people in office in their party. The Republicans, they gonna take all the even the medicine that the people, that drug medicine, the people getting innocent for the high blood and their sugar medicine was a lot cheaper. They gonna bring it back like it was and bring the price back up. Nobody loves us because we don't love each other. Until we change. Make sure we get milk and get steak and get bread and get the meal we need instead of getting us all this meal with all this sugar. I beat us, holy Prophet Muhammad. We should get the truth about Prophet Muhammad, how he worked with the people, how he got down and went out with and talked to the people and encouraged the people to progress. These people that say they love Prophet Muhammad and say they supposed to be a representative of Prophet Muhammad, they ain't doing none of that. All they getting are sweet talk. They telling us about the problem, but they ain't giving us no solution to what we, and the solution is for us to unite. Afraid to talk about unite. afraid that somebody said, oh, y'all racist, y'all want to come together. You doggone right, we need to come together. So all praise are due to Allah for this day here in America. America's going to have to change, and they're going to have to give a concession of what they did to us and what they continue want to do to us through the music, through the magazine, through the commercial, through all the avenues they have to come at us and use us up and then tell the people that we lazy. We built this country. We built America. Most of the invention, good inventions they come up with, the blower, the lawnmower, you name it, we created that. We came up with that, and they put their name on it. So they've been getting credit for stuff they ain't done, and just like they keep telling that lie, and you give me your test, I'm a who discovered America. If you don't put Chris Columbus on a lie, put that on there, you ain't going to pass that test. That's a lie that Chris Columbus goes, and we supposed to be telling the world that that's a lie. We see the lie, huh? And we want everything turned around and everything be just and fair for all men. Right now, if a Caucasian woman said that you stole something from her, they might lock you up and find out you didn't do it, but you going to jail. And they might do you like they did Emmett Till. And they still, nobody went. If we was the live and real people, we'd be hollering justice for many of the people still alive that did that to that boy. But because they didn't do it to our sons and our daughters, we have very little concern, or we care very little about what happened. And then we see, can't you see where the problem lies at? It lies at all our feet, and we all would be responsible. But to not to do nothing, you can have all the books in the world. If you're not going to get up and use them to make the world, straighten this world out, then the book you got don't mean nothing. It mean nothing to the world. So I'm Brother Abdullah. But anybody got anything else they want to say, there's Max One and come into your queue. We're here because we love the human family. We don't love no color. We love what is right. We love what the Quran tells us to love. Love goodness. Love Allah and the messenger. And love what they brought to the world. And shared with the world. The world still don't allow Prophet Muhammad's name to be called in the public school or the high school or the college. Until that happens, and people get a real picture of who this man is, because they done lied on Jesus so much, and they can't even show you the grave marking where Jesus lied. They can't do it. But they tell you they love Jesus, but they don't show it in the courtroom throughout America. These people use that courtroom to destroy and to terminate us. And we have to speak out against these courtrooms with all these wicked judges that are supposed to be a servant of the people, and they ain't nothing but crusaders working for themselves and working for the interests of the people they hang out with. So all praise is due to Allah. So anybody got anything they want to add or say, this is the time to match one, come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you begin to share with us the great thing that's on your mind. My wife is not feeling good, so I took over the show from her, and we're going to make the best of this, because we are one people. When we get sick, somebody get injured, the other person steps up and take that person's place. And, you know, like a football team, you got a second screen and a first screen and a third screen. We all, there's one screen. So we stand up for each other, step up for each other. One fall down, the other step up. All praise is due to Allah for making us Muslim, making us conscious, blessing us to see all the illness that's going wrong in the world. one illness that we're going to eradicate, and they're saying people talking about they ain't know Jesus. They ain't know they ain't Jesus didn't exist. And the Quran and the Bible and all the leaders that came before acknowledged Jesus. And now you're going to say it might not be the one. They got more than one Jesus, but we're talking about the one that Allah sent through Mary without an agent of a man. And that was easy for Allah to do. Allah made the first man and the first couple from dust. And God made them and breathed into their nostrils, and they became a living creature, thinking and making decisions. So Allah did that, and everything he did for a good reason, to teach man that he got the power, and man don't have no power for what Allah gives him or gives her. So anybody got anything they would like to say, raise their hand. Oh, okay. Come out, good brother. Brother Suja Muhammad coming to the podium. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah.
You here, sir. You got it.
Yes, sir. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there's only one God, just one God. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, I'd just like to try to explain a few things. Praise be to Allah. And add to what Akbar is already doing. And that is to let you know that there's a scheme out here. There's a scheme. And if you don't explain the scheme and you don't know the scheme, then it's a possibility we can be confused. You know, the scheme is that Shaitan done put out a false prophet. He putting out a false god. That's the scheme. He putting out a false god. And now, but what he's doing, he's trying to imitate someone that Allah himself had established and had put out. And that's Jesus Christ. Allah himself teaches us about Jesus Christ. And what makes this, to prove to you what I'm saying is right, and prove to you that it's true, because all truth can be proven. A lie cannot be proven. The only thing a lie you can do with a lie is tell another lie. But truth can be proven. The reason Satan was able to put out a false Jesus because there's a real one. It had to have a real one before you can put out a false one. You can't come out just with a false prophet, a false Jesus, and there was no Jesus. You understand what we're saying? So there was a Jesus, and Shaitan came out with the false Jesus. So now we got two Jesus. You see, and this world, and our Christian brothers and sisters, they was tricked with that false Jesus. It so happens that they are using the false Jesus with their religion. Shaitan is taking the false Jesus through Christianity, not Islam. He's not taking it through Islam. He won't be successful if he try to take the false Jesus through Islam. But he had, but he successfully have tricked millions of Christians with this false religion. But there's millions of Christians believe in the Christianity that they have today, and it's not real. You see, now that Jesus don't exist. He don't exist. He's not. That's not a real Jesus. You know, it's a made up Jesus. It's a Jesus that they're making in order to cause division in Christianity and destroy Christianity. That's the whole purpose of Satan, is to destroy Christianity. So what he do, he goes in and he creates something false, and he have people picking sides. You know? And when it's wind up that they be put off into false worship. You have the one that believed that Jesus is the Son of God standing up against the one that believed that Jesus is God proper. You see, this means the Quran say that Jesus is just like Adam, that Jesus is God's servant, that Jesus worshiped God, that Christ Jesus made a covenant with God, like all the prophets. La ilaha illallah. No God. No God but one God. Muhammad and Rasulullah. And Prophet Muhammad is the prophet, the last prophet, and he's God's servant. He's the same thing Jesus was. Same thing, identical. He was God's prophet, and he's God's servant. Jesus was God's prophet, and he was God's servant. Prophet Muhammad going to be judged in the last day, in the judgment. Prophet Muhammad going to be judged. Christ Jesus is going to be judged. Abraham going to be judged. Moses, all of them is going to be judged by Allah. Allah said in the Quran where he asked Jesus, did you teach people to worship you? Rather than teaching the people to give worship to me. And Jesus said, never did I say such a thing. Say, if I had said such a thing, you would have known it. They are your servants. The peoples. Jesus said, not my will be done, but God's will be done. Now, this is the real prophet is saying all this. He said in the Bible, Jesus said in the Bible, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true, but I bear witness of he that sent me. This is in the Bible. This is not in the Quran. It's in the Bible. The Bible said, Jesus said, when they called him good master, Jesus said, don't call me good. Only one is good, and that's God. He said in the first law, he said in the commandment, that the greatest commandment, is to love thy God with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength, and God is one. This is the real Jesus. This is not the Jesus that Satan have got out there and saying that he's God or he's the Son of God. So you got to have two concept going at the same time, and all for one of them to be false. You got to have the real concept, the real Jesus, and you got to have the false Jesus. You're going to have people that's going to be believing in the real Jesus, and you're going to have people that's going to be believing in the false Jesus. That's the way Satan did it. We had to know exactly how he did it. This is the reason we do Dawah, brothers and sisters. God bless us to be able to explain things and to relate things to the public and make things clear to the public. But we can't confuse the public because that's what Satan is doing. Satan is causing confusion. We as Muslims, we believe in all the books. We believe in the books. Now, same thing happened to the book that happened to Jesus. You had things that were added to the book and things that were taken out of the book. But we are able to look and read the book, the Bible, or the Torah, and be able to, because we have the Quran, and be able to see what was added to and what was taken out. Now, that's simple. But we can't say there was no book. We can't say that. That's a misunderstanding. We believe in all the books. Allah said, with all the prophets, they said, we don't make no differences between them. We don't say one is better than the other one. They asked Jesus when in the judgment. Jesus said, I don't know the day nor hour. Do that sound like God? So we are able to bring the people the truth. And the reason we are able to bring them the truth is because a lie is out there. If there was no lie, how could you bring the people the truth if there was no lie?
Right.
That's simple, ain't it, Akbar? That's plain.
That's plain. Long Akbar.
It had to be both of mine there. We can't bring the people the truth and there ain't no lie.
No,
and we can't bring no lie when there's no truth. And like I said, the truth can be proven. But a lie, you can't prove a lie. Only thing you can do is make up another lie. Is tell another lie. Try to back that lie up. And the more you back that lie up, and the person that knows how to use the truth, they can run you into a corner. So you got believers, and you got disbelievers. How is that? Because you got a false Jesus and you got a real Jesus. You got the truth and you got the lie. You got the real and you got the phony. But I can't tell you, I can't come out here and tell you that none of it exists. In order for Shaitan to tell a lie, he got to have some truth. In order for anybody to tell a lie, they use most of the truth. they slipped some lies in there. Alhamdulillah. They slipped some lies in there. But they used Moses' truth to get your attention, to bait you on. You see? So that's how that go. We got to know how things go in order to do da'wah. That means it's so easy for me and Brother Akbar to deal with what we're dealing with because of doing da'wah. This ain't the first time you heard this. And not only have we heard it more than once, we done heard it so many different ways and so many different times. We done heard so many different lies and so many tricks and deception. That's real. You know, so what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, there's no such thing as a son of God. There's no such thing as one of the human beings. It was a God. That's just in the movie. That's not real. That's just in the movie. So that's the truth. What I just brought you, brothers and sisters. If you listen, if you heard me, if I lie, if I told you a lie, then blame it on me. But if you got the truth out of it, anything I just said, all praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to God. So we thank you. We pray that Allah forgive us for our sins, for our faults, and we are bringing you the truth, not to contend with our brother, because we love our brother. You know, we want for our brother what we want for ourselves. And some things our brother know that we don't know. And some things we know that he don't know. So we try to listen to each other so we can learn from each other. We learn from each other. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. Just because I bring you a mistake out here, don't mean that you my enemy. You're not my enemy. All the time, I want you for my brother. I'd be a fool to try to if we was a tree, to cut the limbs off or the branches off of it, or destroy my brother. That's destroying my own power. My brother is my power. If I ain't there and my brother is there representing the truth, praise be to Allah, I'm cheering for him. So brothers and sisters, we thank you. We pray that Allah bless all of us and forgive us for our sins and faults. I came to you in peace. I'm gonna leave in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Where I'm Lake Isenam. Excellent teaching. The truth will set you free. We're going to get free. All praise to Allah. Allah is the one who brings the living out of the dead and the dead and the living out of the dead and the dead out of the living. He's the only one can do that. People realize that, that what we're saying is only one God. We're not trying to make everyone a Muslim. God said he's not trying to do it. He don't want people to come to what is right. And they're going to be Muslim, Jews, and Christians, calling to the Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessings be upon him, in the paradise. God's a merciful God. He knows some that may make a mistake, but they're listening. There's many Caucasians and Arabs and other people that come to the masjid, man. And they come because they're looking for, to be sincere. We got probably a handful of people that come. They're working for the government because they're not doing nothing. They don't buy nothing. They don't buy nothing. They come out of the house home and they can and make this a lot and this leave. You can tell an enemy by his work. So, you know, his work is speaking for him. And we wrong, we thank Allah forgive us, but we know that this is the final battlefield. If you stop this community here, Satan can hold on to these people another 50 or 100 years. Stop this community here. They stop it, they can stop it. Excuse me. We holding the rain. We hope and we know that that the Imam community, Mosque is gonna play a great role in reversing this. And we hope the other people that know this what we got here join us and put the lie down about a man showed up in a person of a man as God. That's outdated. That's wrong. That was in opposition of the Christians saying Jesus was God. But now we want to get rid of all of that. That and every lie that's been told, we want to get rid of it. So we can all live and enjoy this great earth. Until that do happen, we ain't going to stop calling and talking about the United States. The United States is not united on and away from God. And that's what they're trying to say. You took God out of school, now you United States. No. You are the state that's fighting to get back to be united with the one God. Until you put school of prayer in every day of your life, that's what you're going to be doing. Fighting to get back to serve God. So we're here tonight because we love humanity. We realize the Caucasian man is our brother. The Jew, the Japanese, all our brothers. But long as they image up in the world as God, ain't going to be no come together of the mind or come together of the soul. And especially because they own everything. They control everything. So why they want to merge with me when their image that they're using benefit them? We want to shut that image down from benefiting them and for the image start, their image go away. Where we all human beings can come back and connect with truth, righteousness, and what is best for all of us. We're not gonna unite on that. We're gonna get more darkness. A lot more people will not be able to go to find a good resting place, because whatever you do in this world, it determines what God puts you in the next world. So we have to remind the people that we come here as a guest of God to reap the good thing that he have hidden from us, that he want to give us for living a good, solid life here in this wicked world with Iblis, with Satan, with the dragon, whatever evil force that is. We lived and we didn't get affected by that, those evils. We worked against it. Then Allah said, oh, come on in to my paradise, my workers. So we want to keep working to make sure that the final battlefield, the one fighting on the final battlefield, that we win. And there can't be no two women. Satan had never won. And his time is up, been up. And we want to put Satan to flight. And we're going to do it with the help of Allah. And with the knowledge that we have in these books and this revelation and all what has been given to us, we are the winners. So all praise is due to Allah. We'll keep fighting. So anybody else got anything they would like to add to this talk tonight? Business? So we ain't going nowhere without business. And we can't own nothing as long as our people divided, thinking they cursed, thinking that a man is God and that man don't look like them. We ain't going nowhere. They would never, African American would never support. They don't care how much that Caucasian have done to them. They have no conscience. They have no thought about it. They go in their place like this, automatic, and spend their money like it's automatic, and spend their money like they just don't care. We have to make them aware of it. They're spending their power, what we all need to unify with, and we getting it back to the people who hadn't come in that situation to unify because they got everything, and they saying, why should they unify with us when they got and control everything? And one of the major things they control is the courts. And long as they control the courts, and they can go in there and get justice and get the best justice, and you go in there and you get the worst of the no justice at all, then it's not going to change until we keep putting it on their mind, until we start building, making our own and supporting each other and loving it. They not going to change. They got everything they need, and they do in this situation here in America. They control everything. They control everything. Phone, telephone, cars, trucks, electric one, gas one. They control it. Planes in the sky. What you see on TV. They control it. They control the good, the bad, the ugly. They control it. I used to look at cowboy pictures. And I always wanted to see, or glad to see the cowboy, John Wayne or whoever, or Marshall Dillon, hopping on Cassidy. They made them heroes to me. So it's just my nature to love goodness. But as I grew up, I can find not one man like those cowboy people I've seen on the TV. Not one honest Caucasian man. I found something I could just maneuver, but I had to be quick on my, but I never find one like John Wayne. I never find one who's going to protect me and be honest. And that maybe I seen one, maybe one or two, but I never seen one that was 100% all right as far as the human being, you know, Seth Kennedy, and what they do to him. They killed him. So Kennedy and King were working together to change this world, and they killed both of them. So other than that, I ain't seen nobody in the Caucasian image can even I could point to, even I could just say they close to the Christ in the Quran or the Bible. I haven't seen any like that. But they done made movies saying that they are like this, and they not. They're not like this. The sheriff Obi had his son Obi. He was a good sheriff. Then he went on gone. I ain't seen nobody like that. The good lawyer Perry Mason. I really thought that was real. I ain't seen no lawyer like that. Not for us. That was Johnny Cochran. So they have deceived us with lies, using the movies to give us an artificial reality about them. That wicked lady that got immaterial in a worse way than they crucified Jesus Christ. Both have been crucified Jesus Christ. They look what they did to that boy. Now they got a movie out about that. But the reality is that they didn't get us. And we should make sure that that can never happen again. And Christians ought to make sure that don't have, especially African American, but that can happen because African American are supporting every establishment in our neighborhood, and all these establishments come in our neighborhood, and they draining the money out, and they ain't doing nothing for the people that live in this society. They have raised the rent of most of the apartments, and most of the rent just as higher than the rent up in New York somewhere. People out on the street, girls, young girls and young boys, young men and babies and girls is sleeping out on the street. Huh? So that hurts to see that. But as long as I ain't got no money, they going to continue to hurt. As long as we ain't got no money and got no way to do nothing about it, they going to continue to hurt. And we don't warn the people. Our enemy is us. If we don't get this racism that they planted on us up towards each other, then we ain't going nowhere. I mean, we're going. A lot of problems with that. But we don't take longer. We got to get that image out of us, that hatred that they planted in us, those words they gave us to call each other. We have to get away from that. You know what I'm saying? It's in the language. We have to change the language. We have to let our people know that the language got to be changed. And the language that they need, they're going to have to accept it because they don't gave them the language in the movie industry, our people, and Caucasian, both Caucasian, the living dead. That's the language they use on the majority of the people. The living dead. So brothers and sisters, we're here tonight to try to find what we need, come together and change this old wicked world so we can live and walk down the street and not to worry about being a egg or somebody shooting at us. And that's a possibility as long as American is living and going the way it's a possibility, like the young man went up in the St. Louis and killed eight people now. Huh? And I think he took his own life, but the police killed him. Well, however he died, look what he had done. He said he didn't care no more. He had nothing to live for. He didn't go to school. Nobody liked him and have no relationship. He didn't feel he was here for no reason. He just went crazy. That's the psychological effect of that image. So let's get busy. So anybody else got anything they would like to
share tonight on this Bible Talk radio station of love and concern for the people, a job, how they can, how people can get jobs. I'm telling people now, I got a job for you. And they don't, and most of them don't like it. They said, what? How's it selling Muslim Jones? As you sell that paper and make good money and get you a room and two of y'all working together, that's y'all can get you an apartment or two apartments or three, four, to work together and get your unity house and y'all work in there together and save your money and then come out of there and get married and move into your a place that you could, you and your wife can call your own. It's a start. It's something to get your feet off the ground. And I said, many of us did it before you. We stayed in the unity house, Muslim brothers. We kept it clean. We cooked. We was neat. We spoke kind of each other. We give each other the greeting. We look out for each other. One got married and moved out. We helped buy dishes and other things for that person. We move it on. We loved each other. We got to get that love back. Nation of Islam had us loving each other, loving the people. People would go talk to the people, and they would tell us, get out of my face. I don't want to hear. Go back the next day and tell them. Go back the next day and tell them, talk to the person again. And finally, that person would come on to the mass here. And then next thing you know, that person was selling more paper, doing twice as much as you were doing. And you brought them to the mass here. So that's the way that goes. So all praise are due to Allah for this great day. So let's keep working. Let's keep building on what we got. Inviting people to this show. Inviting people to the Lifeline. To any good show. 360. Whatever. You know they can get some help. Invite them to that. So we, you know, invite them to that. Wherever they can get some help. Huh? Don't one thing fit all. We all can do something and make it better for ourselves and others. Only if we believe in what Allah has said, I believe in what Allah has said, and one thing two Jaws then said that I know he meant to say it, and that if you ain't got no courage, if you afraid whoever you talking to is going to hurt your feelings or make you feel bad, I'll say something to you that you can't answer. If you feel that, you're not going to even open your mouth. I fear Allah, and I know Allah will put in my mouth or have my mouth saying what he wants to say and not what I want to say. That's why I fear Allah, and I fear Allah alone. And I trust what Prophet Muhammad gave, what Imam W. Muhammad, and the rest of the good people of the world that I've met, good men, I seen or heard about, with women too, sister too, or whatever they brought and gave that have made me, helped me be the person I am. I say all praise due to Allah. But first thing, you got to fear Allah more than you fear the people that might put express to you. They might hurt you for what you see. I remember one time that somebody asked them. Brother asked Suja, is you scared? And I think Suja said, yeah, I'm scared, but I fear a lot more. And the brother didn't say nothing there. You know, I fear a lot more. So that's what the fear of Allah is the greatest. And Allah, he's going to protect you. I've seen it many times. He's going to protect you if you stand up in his name. You stand up and speak the truth in his name and don't fear the criticism coming from the criticizer, you're going to be a winner. Allah ain't going to let you fail. So all praise is due to Allah. So anybody else got anything to say? Nobody wants to say, no, I'll bring two jobs back. Two jobs. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
Assalamualaikum.
The world got some now, brother. I'm taking a break. You got it.
Alhamdulillah. Hey, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and testify that there's Allah alone, and there's nothing like Allah, nothing. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Also, he's the walking Quran. He's the Quran walking. So he bear witness to the truth. Prophet Muhammad used truth, you know, and he knew how to use truth, you know. He knew how to ask questions. He knew how to address things. He knew how to make statements, you know. He was unlearned. Now, here's a man that wasn't educated. Wasn't taught in no educational system they had back during that time. You see? But he became one known as El Amin, the trusted one. The people listened to Prophet Muhammad, you know, and they trust him and what he said, you know. And this is letting you know that Islam deal with your conduct. Islam deal with your action. All those things is important in this here way of life, this deen. And you know, a person could want to know more about what you got just by the way you handle yourself. The way you deal with situations, you know, it makes the person want to say, man, what has he been taught? I want to learn a little more of that, you know. So it's more than just saying that you're a Muslim, you know. It's more than that, you know. It's your conduct. You know, it's your adequate. It's strong morals. You know, you got respect for another man. You got respect for a man and wife. You know, some of us, a person don't miss want you around their wife. You got some people don't want some brothers even around their way because you know he's weak. You know she don't know how to conduct themselves. So it's your conduct. It's how you carry yourself. If you carry yourself in a way that a person feel real comfortable around you, that's dawah. You make it Muslims. Just by the way that you conduct, by the way that you carry yourself, by the way you respect. Prophet Muhammad got a job with his wife. His wife gave him a job. But he was known as a man that could be trusted. The people left their valuables with the prophet, people that wasn't Muslims, during the time that he wasn't a Muslim. They called him El Amin, the trusted one. You know the people you can trust and people you can't trust. People you say, man, I'm going to trust him with a dime. But then again, there's people that you will trust, you know. So we have to also learn and know that being a Muslim is more than just saying that you're a Muslim. It's more than making the covenant. You know, it's more than just understanding how to read Arabic. It's more than that. It's how you conduct yourself, how you live your life, how you treat your wife, how you treat your children. That's Islam. You know, during the time the French was leaving the Muslim because the Muslim had lost the war. And so they were leaving the Muslim. And they said that you had French people was crying crocodile tears because they had to separate, they had to leave the Muslim. That they wasn't over, that the Muslim wasn't over them. Now that's powerful. They would prefer to have a Muslim over them as their boss than have the European or the Roman. So it's the way it's the way we carry ourselves. The way you look at me, the way you talk to me, the way you respect my wife. The way you respect my children, how you talk to my children. That's what Islam and that's what Muslim got to deal, I mean, is dealing with. All that constitutes, you know, whether or not you practice in Islam. So we had to study the religion. And we had to apply the religion. We had to live the religion every day. Every day we had to live the religion. You know. And we can see the religion in our business practice. You should be able to see Islam in our business practice. What we sell to people. How much do we charge the people? If we got banks and things like that there, you know, how do we conduct that as a Muslim? How do we lend money? Or how do we help people with money as in Islam as a Muslim? You know, some people got more money than other people. And you got people that's in business and need money. And they have to go to people that has money. So how do we conduct that as Muslims? You say that you follow Prophet Muhammad? You say that you study and read the Quran? Well, how do you handle yourself as a businessman? You know, young people study us before they make moves. Before they tell you that I want to be so-and-so and so-and-so in life. Why? Because I like the way so-and-so handle themselves. And how he deal with people. I want that's the way I want to spend my life. I want that type of business. You got people enjoy that's in business and buy product and they enjoy getting the best and selling the best to people. They just enjoy that. God, I sold you the best. And nobody can compete with me. And selling my customers and treating my customers right and fair. I don't practice no kind of fraud. I don't practice usury. So, brothers and sisters, we got to study the religion, and we got to study how we apply the religion in our life as brothers and sisters. We came to you in peace. I got some barbecue. I'm barbecuing out here. I got me a turkey, and I cut that turkey in half, split it down the middle, and I got two sides to it. And I ain't gonna lie to you, that meat is so brown and pretty. So I'm getting ready to put it in a pan and put it in the oven and let the oven get the rest of it done, you know. But I enjoy talking to you all. I don't want this meat to burn.
Well, same
Yes, sir. I sit on Malenko.
Father, there on the tape right there, folks. Okay, this is tonight, though. Your wife want to say anything?
She in the other room. She in the other room. She busy. She's working on them calendars and things, brother.
Oh.
I'm trying to get
Father.
That shit.
Okay.
All right now.
Okay. Well, look at the lamb. So anybody else got anything they want to share with us tonight? Business wise, anybody got anything they want to say? Just match one and come in to the teeth. Good brother. Brother Muhammad Sharif. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad Sharif.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam. What's up, bro?
Well, sir, I know you got something to say. And I'm going to sit back and listen.
Oh, that was an excellent program. Yeah, I guess I call it a program. That
yes, sir.
I just gave you. Yeah, that was an excellent presentation.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin. Can you hear me? I'm being your show. I'm under the weather. I mean, that show is postponed. So, alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Y'all doing a great job. All praises to each other. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, you got some land.
Nice to Can you hear me as well?
Yep. That's why I hear you loud and clear.
Right, okay. Yeah, I heard Brother Amin came on to won't be a business call tonight. It's kind of under the weather. Well, I hope you do get better, Brother Amin.
Yeah, I do too. Pray that you get better.
Mm-hmm.
My wife don't feel you weren't able to. I had to stand in for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope she gets better also. Praise be to Allah. Yeah, that was an excellent presentation. The Sujab just made.
That's
All right, Bob. Well, I guess I'll say something in reference to
yes, sir.
yeah, I guess on the business part of it. So it's just about that time. Yeah, and you know, we've been trying to share this as many people as we can. That is, there's a yeah, I'm looking at it now. Matter of fact, since Amir Wazir had made a presentation, had an article in the Muslim Journal some time ago concerning the this I-bond.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you can go online, put in Treasury Direct. Treasury Direct. And that will take you to your website. And on that website, it tells you about this I-bond.
Okay.
Let me read one paragraph here from one of the business magazine called Kiplinger's Finances. Yeah, Kiplinger's Personal Finance. So anyway, inflation has made Series I savings bonds enormously popular with risk averse investors. Mm-hmm. So here's some answers to your questions. It says, thanks to inflation, this bond was issued from May through October 22. October is almost gone. So we say it's a sky high rate of 9.62%.
Good God.
Boy, that's right. I think that's what a lot of people saying all over. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I say, you can go to Treasury Direct, and that takes you to the website, and that gives you more information about it. You can get up to up to $10,000 a bond.
$1,000 bond.
Now say you can get up to $10,000. You can start anywhere, $500,000, $2,000, up to $10,000 a bond.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I talked to a few other people today. As a matter of fact, it's something new to me, just commenting on how many people are aware of this, and some were and some were not. Like I said, the last day to buy a bond is October. And looking at the calendar, everything, well, looks like October 28th will probably be the last day because that's Friday. I know it most likely closed on Saturday and Sunday, and maybe Monday. Monday going to be a tight day, so that's what we were saying. I was in one of my tax persons today, and we were talking about it. He looked at his calendar and said, October 28th. Yeah, because I guess it's saying, yeah, because the weekend is coming up. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, cold, and maybe Monday, and maybe a real rush. Yeah, so that's why we're trying to make it known to as many people as we could. We should have been doing this earlier, because then it's been offered all back in May. Like I said, it's so sad. I made an article on this I-bond series a few months ago. Yeah, and I said 9.62%. That's, like you said, wow, man. I was trying to find that article where Sister had made the presentation on it also.
Okay.
You may have the issue of the paper. I was trying to find it myself. Yeah, I know you distributed the journal, so you probably have that issue. Yeah. I'm trying to find it.
When it came out?
Oh, yeah, here it is. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's in the... March 13th. No, that's not the one. That's not the one. I have the issue. I guess I can't see it. Yeah, I should have had this ready earlier. I kind of ran out of time trying to call and alert everyone and have the time to go through and find it. Praise be to Allah. Like you say, you can go on the website there, put in Treasury Direct. I'll take you right to it, tell you all about it, how you get involved, how you can purchase it, and all, you know. Yeah, I guess that would be probably my little brief speaking on the business this evening.
Okay. Next time.
Okay, maybe I'll just get some more information on it. It says...
You have to take you to
Treasury Direct in your phone or on your computer, and it'll take you right to it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're trying to alert as many people as we can, and we should start doing that a lot earlier, you know, just so you beat your laws. Some people get right to it. At least sign out the information, pass the word on. So you can get up to $10,000. And just hold it for a while and it's quite a return. Yeah, because you know we need money. That's who we know the religion. Man, Muhammad has taught us well. Religion.
Probably.
Right. So now we have to have some money in order to carry out these programs, especially schools. Schools take quite a bit to run a school. That's one reason why we only have a seven time, which I think maybe almost four time schools. Because like I said, it takes a lot to run a school. But we have the money in the community. I guess we just haven't taken seriously. And now it's the education our number one priority. That's the number one priority all over the world. Any country you go to, England, France, Germany, Russia.
That's right.
Anywhere. School. You got to teach your children, your people. Education to everyone, but Imam just made it clear for all of us. He said education is a priority. It's everywhere, all over the planet. Those that have money and resources, we just have to make the sacrifices. Because those who came before, they made tremendous sacrifices for us to get where we are. You know, we had to deal with very little money, and deal with opposition, forcing them wanting to have have schools. They sell private schools. Yeah, so they paid a tremendous sacrifice. You know, Sister Claire, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and a strong followers and supporters. So we have to make some sacrifices here. And we got to put more emphasis on our school program. We got to do much more, much more. I was still trying to find that issue of the paper, you know. But anyway, like I said, those who have the journal and that particular issue, I think the front page, that my wife was on the front page, is where it's speaking about, Bethune, who started Bethune College. That's on the front. Yes, that's on the front page of it.
Okay.
Mhm. Yeah, that was the front page. Mayor McLeod Bethune, was it?
Yeah, I've been saying that. It's in there.
Right. Uh-huh. That's the one. Mhm. Okay, brother. I guess I'll kind of. That's my presentation for this evening. Thank you for being patient with me while I'm trying to make this information known.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a few minutes, I'd like for you to close the out with a prayer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Want to say this? Thank Allah for everybody who came out tonight and shared in this program, a medical concern. I mean, we're concerned about the minds and the hearts of the people got to be remade or resurrected, as you said. As Jesus said, they got to die. So Nicodemus, they got to die so they can come alive. Mean that attitude, that spirit that they have allowed come into their system, into their minds and heart, must die and become alive as a new human creature, believing and living the life that God has intended them to live. And then we can say, you're not the living dead. Your living progress and action. So we thank Allah for this this Message of Concern show, a show that says that we're here to remove all of the false image of God and worship God in spirit and truth. And no matter we are Muslim, Jew, or Christian, our reward is with the Creator of this creation. They're planning us here to test us and see which one is worthy of the great reward they have kept hidden from us. We know as African-American people, if we come alive and start working with each other, then we're going to change the whole world. But the whole world never thought that we could be put back together again because of the way they took us down, it looked like that we'd never get back being the human being that God created. But little did they know that Allah is in charge. And anything that Allah don't want you to destroy or hold down, you will never be able to do so. So Allah has let us know that rejecting this fire has come to be the leader of the world. Everybody wants to be like us. Everybody wants to do, to have the belief that we have, that is one God. You can get people mind out those all day long, and they'll say they like what we believe. They, too, themselves believe in one God. But out in the open, where people are looking at them, where people got their eyes on them, then they try to bring out a different story. So, only thing we can do is keep making this message clear. There's only one Allah. And he lives and he never dies. He's self-sufficient. He has no need for anything in his creation. He has created all of us. Everybody he has created to serve him. Then he said the best one of us is one who serve him or who obey him the best. And that will always be the measuring stick for all human beings. The one who worship Allah and do what Allah has said, asked us to do, they are the best one of us. So let's keep working in our place. Keep being a good human being, good husband, good wife, respect everybody. Give everybody a word to the right, and let's keep living. So we thank Allah for this great opportunity to come on this life, on this Message of Concern show. So, brother Muhammad, will you close us out in prayer, please, sir?
You all right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Allah. Give us good in this life and good in the destiny and protect our hearts from deviating off the guys that's come. Forgive me, my parents, and all believers on the day that reckoning will be established. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. May Allah continue to bless us all. Thank you. We pray that Brother Amin get better and with his sickness, and we'll be checking on tomorrow. Inshallah.